Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Aleph, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. Starting at the top of the Amud, the Gemara says, "V'iz tebai nishmeino min hocha." We were discussing, how do we know that Peo is not only from the field, but one is obligated to do Peo even from a tree? So says the Gemara, there are some that want to learn from the following Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, "Ketiftzar karmecha." When you go and you harvest your vineyard, how do you learn from here? Meaning, the full pasuk is, so the Gemara says, what does the loy to oil mean? Don't be medactic. Don't be so specific to come and harvest every single grape. Leave some things for the poor. You learn from here, the pasuk says, "That Akash Baruch Hu will go and punish the goyim for even the small things that they did, and Akash Baruch Hu will be medactic every small thing. Every small thing that happened, they should be punished for. So here it says, don't be medactic to go after every single grape. Leave some things for the poor." The Gemara continues with the drasha, ki tachpoitzei secho, when you cut off the olives. So the pasuk says, in that pasuk, loy sefer acharov. You should not go and complete the cutting of the olives completely. Ma'at shamas bino. How do you see from here the idea of peyo? Omav yoino loy sakifu peyas roishchem. Don't cut the peyas of your head. How do you see from here? So the way the Vilna Gaon says over here, the way Reb Chaim quotes it, is that the word tefire, you do it as a Rosh Tevois. Takifu pe'as roishchem. Rosh Tevois of tefire is takifu pe'as roishchem. So you're saying the same way pshatin by peyo, peyas of the head, it means when you take a haircut, make sure not to leave the peyo on the side of the head. Also in the field, make sure to leave a peyo on the side of the field. We're talking about olive tree, so also by olive tree you have a chiyuv of peyo. So we just mentioned over here two trees. We mentioned the grapes and the olives. So you learn from me like this: an olive tree in a vineyard. You harvest them at once, not in two different stages. And things you store for a long time to exclude vegetables. So similar to this, you learn all other fruits, and this is the source for our Mishnah, that all these types of fruits are chayav and peyo. Maybe you'll tell me the same olive and grapes are chayav bikurim because the one is Shiva Siminim, and Shiva Siminim is the one that when you have the original fruit, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and do the mitzvah bikurim. So you'll say only fruits that are obligated in mitzvah bikurim, which are the Shiva Siminim, will be chayav and peyo. So I've called Dovah Shuchabe Bikurim Chabe Peyo. Maybe that's what you'll say. Talmud Lo'imar Ktzircho. Ktzircho means basically any harvest. Afilu Ktzir Oiris. Also we're talking about rice. Afilu Ktzir Doichan. Different type of rice. Says more Yerma Zayis Val Yerma Kerim. Okay, so if so, if you're learning everything from each other, why do you need two psukim? Why have to talk about olive and grape? Just speak about olives. And learn from there being enough to the entire Torah. Says the Gemara, "Sheilu neimar zayis or lo neimar kerim." Would say olive and not grape. I would say zayis shu potur min a peret chayav bepeyo. Zayis is no chiyuv of peret. Peret is a chiyuv that we have by grapes. That if there is grapes that fall off from the cluster, you have to leave it for the poor. And we'll learn about it later. So the peret is something which is chayav only by grapes. Olives are not chayav of peret. You say, no, doesn't chayav chiyuv peret has an exchange chiyuv peyo. Karen that does have a chiyuv peret, lo yechayav bepeyo. Maybe you don't have to have a double matras anim by a grape. That's why you need to mention the vineyard to tell you there is a chiyuv peyo also by grapes. Or you lune my karen but lune my zeis. Maybe you would say vineyard and not olive. I would say karen shuchayav bepeyo yechayav bepeyo. Maybe a karen that you find that it's chayav and peret, that's also chayav peyo. You see, this type of tree is more of a kpeda. The Torah is more emphasizing the point of giving to the poor. Zayis shu potum in a peret, ye potum in a peyo. But zayis, olive, that doesn't have chayav peret, maybe it doesn't have chayav peyo either. Have yitzoyach hu shayim a zayis, v'yitzoyach shu yoyim a karen. That's why you need to have psukim for zayis and karen. You need to have both. Says the Gemara, Yotzo Zayis v'limid al kol ha'ilonus. So in general, we assume Zayis really teaches everything else. We would say maybe grapes are different. That's why you speak about grapes as well. But Zayis is the source for all the other trees that you have in peyo, that kol ha'ilonus you have in peyo. Says the Gemara in David Gimel Beis, Yotzo Kerem v'ilamid al kol ha'ilonus peret. So says the Gemara now a question. If Zayis teaches everything else as chayav peyo, the same as Zayis, an olive tree, you need to, you're obligated to give peyo. So why don't you say the same thing by grapes? That a vineyard is chayav peret, that will teach in any other tree is also chayav peret. So the way the gears of Kriyat Rav Chaim, according to based on the Rashi Sirilo, is Yotza Kerem v'yilamid al kol ilonis, will teach you in all the ilonis that you chayav peret. Why do you say only grapes are chayav peret? Keshem sheyotza zayis v'limid al ilonis peyo, kach yotza kerem v'yilamid al kol ilonis peret. The Gemara just emphasized the question according to this again. The same way olive tree is a source to all trees for peyo. So a vine, a grape tree, will be a source for all trees for peret. But we don't say that. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Omar Vavin Dovo Shu Shove L'Shtem Milamid. The Dovo Sheinu Shove B'Shtem Eino Milamid. Says no, we find peyo both by olive and by the vine, by grapes. So that's why it teaches in all the trees. By peret, you find only by grapes. So that's why it doesn't teach you to all the trees. And meaning, what the Gemara is really changing a little bit is the Gemara was assuming that the source to all the trees comes from olives, and you're just mentioning vineyard because you want to say that grape is not excluded. So the Gemara, no, the source to all trees is both the olives and the grape tree together. They are both the source for peyo by all the trees. Says the Gemara, Al daite shabi shmoel nicho. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that what we just said now in our sugya makes sense. Because we said that a vineyard is different than an olive, because by vines, by grapes, we have a chiyuv of peret. So now that it has a chiyuv of peret, it's different. It's different than all other trees, and therefore the olive tree cannot teach you on the vine, because the vine has the chiyuv of peret, it's different. That works according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Dorash, Rabbi Shmuel said in one of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatur Nidreshes Behem, one of the 13 rules on a dash in the Torah, one of them was, something that was part of a group, and it came to have a new chiddush that the other parts of the group don't have. So it's different than the group. Meaning, if I have a group of things and one of them has a special chiddush, you say this thing is the odd. It's different than the group. It cannot learn from the group, and therefore you have to tell me that a kerem, a vineyard, is chayav b'peyo. Because I would not be able to learn from the group, from olives and other trees. Because the olives and other trees are chayav peyo, because they are the group, they are not odd. But the kerem that has peret, so it's different than the group, it has a chiddush, it cannot learn from the group. That's very good according to Rabbi Shmuel. Al daite de rabbonon de inun amin. Hareyu b'chloloi v'hareyu b'chidushoi. But according to Rabbonon, they argue Rabbi Shmuel. And they learn that when you have a group of things, and one of them has a chiddush, it's still part of the group. It's unique that it has a chiddush, but it's still part of the original group. So if so, leize dover neimar peyah b'kerem, why have to tell me peyah b'kerem? A kerem vineyard is part of the trees. Yes, it has a chiddush that it has peret, but it doesn't take it away from its original group. So why can it learn, like any other tree learning from the olives, that it's chayav b'peyo, also the vineyard, also the vines, the grapes, will be chayav b'peyo? Why should it be excluded just because it has a chiddush? Question, according to Rabbanan, they argue Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Omar Avin, Ilu lo yotzo ela kerem, yoi sava makshe. You're right. If vineyard will be different, by the way, that has a chiyuv peret, and it's not part of the group, and the Torah will tell me that all trees are obligated with peyo. So then you're saying, good, all trees are chayav in peyo. The vineyard went out only for peret, so it's still included in all trees that the Torah said is chayav peyo. Says the one that if you dial them with aleph, akshav shiotza kerem v'zayis. But here we don't have the obligation of peyo written on all trees. The obligation of peyo is written only by vineyard, by kerem, and by zayis, by olive tree. It doesn't say by all other trees. So now we're going to come and say the tzrichusa that we said earlier in the previous amud. Ilu ne'amar zayis olo ne'amar kerem. Hayiti omer zayis shu poter min haperet chayav peyo. If it says only olives, I would say olive trees poter min haperet. That's what's unique. That's what's special. That's where the Torah single out the olives. I tell you, the olive tree does not have the chiyuv of peret. So that's why it's chayav b'peyo. Ker shu chayav a peret, he potter min a peyo. But Karen that is chayav a peret, maybe it does not have to be, do a peyo. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is like this. The answer to the question is, when you have a rule, you have one thing which is excluded from the rule, meaning it has a chiddush in it, and you learn anything about the rule, the thing which was excluded, which was unique, which was separated, still learns from the klal, learns from the group. But if it was not taught to the group, it was taught to a single item out of the group, like here, the chiyuv of peyo wasn't taught to the entire group. The chiyuv of peyo was taught only to the olive tree, to the one single item out of the group. So then you can come and say, oh, it was part of the group, so therefore you learn from the group. There was no limud in the group. The limud was on a single item, on the olive tree only. So you say like this, an olive tree, why did the Torah single out the olive tree more than any other tree? Why did the Torah say the chiyuv peyo by an olive tree more than other trees? Because the olive tree, the Torah is trying to emphasize, doesn't have parent. And therefore the olive tree is chiyuv peyo because it's different than the grape tree. And that teaches you to all the trees we made. And therefore I would say that a vine, a grape tree, is not chiyuv peyo. That's why I need a special pasuk to tell you that there is a chiyuv peyo also by Kerem, and this is not a question on Rabbanon, because this is not part of the rule of Dov Shea Bechlal, the Yotzo Min HaKlal, that Rabbanon hold, it's still included in the original Klal. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Yud Gimel.